You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 24. And today we're talking about the three stages of business owner burnout, so you'll know how to avoid it. And if you find yourself there, how to get beyond the burnout. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
So let's talk about burnout. For some, you know you're burned out because you're getting cranky and you're losing patience. You've kind of lost that edge and you can't quite get it back. For others, it's a deep, chronic, soul-penetrating exhaustion where your creativity is dried up and you literally feel like the life has been sucked out of you. Listen, I've been burned out. I have a lot of friends that are burned out, and many of my clients are coming to me because they're burned out. Burnout is becoming an epidemic, and what I'm noticing is very few people are actually admitting it, talking about it, and resolving it. So the burnout becomes this chronic condition that affects their business, affects their paycheck, affects their profitability, their wealth, and most importantly, it's affecting their relationships and their quality of life. I think what happens for a lot of people is A, they don't realize they're burned out. They think something else is off. Or B, they think if they admit burnout, like it's admitting they're defeated. And maybe for some of us, it's that backwards thinking about being successful. Like if I'm not going full steam 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm just not doing enough. And I know there's a lot of conditioning out there and a lot of memes and information saying that you've got to go kill it every day and sacrifice to get ahead. Well, I think that that may be what gets people started, but it certainly isn't a quality of life that's sustainable for most human beings. And what happens for many entrepreneurs and business owners and thought leaders, because they're high achievers and they're driving, is they fall into a space where they lack the self-care. They lack the conditioning required for that pace. And so these business leaders are falling into this exhaustion because they can't take care of themselves properly in the day-to-day grind. I have discovered that burnout is very real. It's sucking the motivation out of a lot of high achievers. And the sad thing is that it can be avoided if you know early enough what to do. And there's really two tracks here. There's the, I know that I need to be in peak performance mode, and so I have to condition my body and my mind and establish great routines so that I don't fall prey to it. So that's the best path. But for some people, when they don't do that and the burnout starts to kick in, because it will, you need to know what to do so that you don't perpetuate that state of exhaustion and let it turn into the worst case scenario. You know, burnout is actually a result of pushing yourself way too hard for way too long. And I find that most achievers, especially very driven, passion-driven, soul-driven entrepreneurs, are finding themselves teetering in and out of burnout for a really, really long time. Now, my own personal experience is that I started to hit burnout back in my corporate days. I didn't realize the extent of it, and I did do some things that I'll share with you today that helped. And a big one was changing my whole career path. But unfortunately, some of the conditions that of burnout stuck with me. Some of the things that I do by nature, because I am a high achiever and I am very driven, kept creating burnout for me over and over and over again. So I really had to dig deep and find some new ways and to recognize that I deserved to create success from a very different place that made my energy and my vitality more sustainable. So I thought what I would do is share with you three of the stages I've personally witnessed, not just in myself, but in my friends and the clients that I coach, so that you can recognize quickly if you're in one of these stages and learn some new things to do that your doctors probably won't tell you about. So stage one. Now, stage one is the early stage, and it's the great place to catch burnout because there's a lot of things you can do to resolve that burnout and get back into motion, but to do it in a healthy way where you're not sacrificing your body's vitality. And in stage one, you might recognize that you're tired, you're cranky, and you have maybe a small, minute case of the creativity blues. And this is usually a result of pushing through something really big. You've had a big project, or you did a launch, or you had your first event, and you gave it your all, and you're tired. So many achievers are tempted to just push through it. And this is the absolute wrong thing to do, because pushing through it is actually going to push you into stage two or stage three. This is a place where your fire has been dimmed. And if you've ever done a big event and you felt tired afterwards, this is the exact experience of stage one. That spark has gone a little bit. You feel a little tired. Your body might be achy, and you need to restoke the fire by taking a break. And I highly recommend taking a couple of days off and be really bold and take it off during the week. You know, don't just wait for a weekend, and don't wait until you have time. Schedule it in ahead of time. Plan to recharge before you need it. I have a client who hasn't been taking full weekends off. And so this, and she's been saying, I'm starting to feel burned out. This was the recipe, is you've got to take time away from the business. Now, if you really want to work this stage and really practice the best care of your body and your mind, you will schedule regular weeks off. I highly recommend 2 to 3 weeks a year minimum. Some people will take a month off 2 or 3 times a year, and that's awesome. Not everybody's ready to do that. But in this space, you need to give yourself permission to do nothing or to do self-care. Go get a massage. Go lay on the beach. Do that thing that brings you joy. Be with your family. Read a great book. But do not sneak in work. You have to really recharge and disconnect. Okay, so this stage is so important to recognize early, because again, if you push through and you just keep going, you will find yourself having to take more time off in stage two and stage three. And really here, I'm going to talk about some things to do in a minute that will help recharge you if you are in burnout. But this whole goal here is to reclaim your inspiration by getting back into your passions. Nurture your body. Give yourself time just to be. Okay, so that's stage one. It's the early stage. Stage two is a more progressive state of burnout. And you'll know you're in stage two because you're exhausted, and getting a good night's sleep doesn't fix it. Taking a day off doesn't fix it. And here you're probably starting to lack motivation, and you're losing interest in the things that you've worked so hard to create. And this is where a lot of people get confused between, my stuff isn't working and I've completely lost motivation and I'm not doing what it takes. And in this stage, this lack of motivation is confusing, because you're used to being motivated. You're like wild horses and nobody could keep you back. But all of a sudden, you're not really feeling that same charge and that same energy. In this stage, you probably feel very overwhelmed with everything it takes to run your business, or overwhelmed with an idea or a vision that you've set for yourself. And you might even notice that you're foggy headed here. Okay, this is the stage where your fire is smoldering. So it's not out, but it's smoldering. Whereas in stage one, the fire is just kind of dimmed to a spark. This is like the smoke. You know, you're looking for a little bit of flame. You can see the little red embers. It's not completely out, but your drive and ambition have been compromised. You might notice in this stage that you're experiencing a lot of that scarcity mindset. Like, this has to work or else doom and gloom. Like, I've got nothing left to give. You don't feel as resourceful here. So where you used to be like, hey, I'll just go solve that problem. I'll make some calls. I'll go tackle that mountain. You really feel like, God, I don't really know what to do here. And you forget how amazing you are. And you might even notice your confidence is starting to go a little bit here. So in stage two, this is usually a result of perpetual drive without recharge time. And it may also have come in through a series of failures, disappointments, too much struggle, a lot of breakdowns, and they're starting to tax your resilience. And this is really normal. You know, when we're always trying to grow, we're always trying to evolve. If you're used to being successful, you're always pushing the edge of what's next. But this stage becomes confusing because You don't understand how to be with yourself here. And the most important thing you do here is give yourself permission to be in the not knowing, in the not perfect, the not resourceful. Do not beat yourself up, but recognize you need some new and better strategies for growing your business. Because the way you got here is not going to be sustainable for the way, for how you get to the next place you're going. So stage two requires a reboot of your mindset, your strategy, and your self-care. Okay, this is super critical, and I'll talk about some deeper self-care things in a minute. This is where you may need to reevaluate your business model. This may be where you need to reevaluate the team that you have, or if you don't have a team, recognize and surrender to the fact that you're not going to do this all by yourself, and look at some creative ways to get support in your life. And in stage two, this is where you may need to get a really, really good coach who understands this experience of burnout, because you can't create from this place in a very smart way. What ends up happening is, because the scarcity mindset's in place and you're creating from a low level of resilience, you will create from safety and comfort. Because what we crave in this stage is something to just work, right? And so we tend to slide into the playing it safe mode. We crave comfort zone. We almost want to wrap ourselves in a little bit of a cocoon. And so what you will do is you'll make safe decisions of how you grow instead of aligned decisions that are going to take you where you want to be. And ultimately, what you need in stage two is to have some patience. You need to have patience with yourself, the people around you. You need to communicate that you're feeling exhausted to the people that you are in your inner circle, and that you're going to take a little bit of a break. So maybe take your foot off the gas. That might be the perfect thing to do. Slow down. I had a friend who was starting to experience burnout, was doing a lot of live events, and she basically told everybody, "I'm not doing an event this year." She said it was the most liberating thing that she had done. For me, when I hit this stage, I started evaluating what's taking the energy from me in my business that I'm not loving. And so I literally canceled a whole bunch of programs that I didn't enjoy. This might be the place where you need to take a really hard look at the clients you're working with and ask yourself, are they bringing me life or taking life? You may need to let go of the clients who are stealing energy from you because they're not your ideal clients and you've taken them on for money. Be willing to do what will give you energy back. I teach a whole program for my coaching clients on how to supercharge your business by supercharging you. And one of the big things we have to do here is look at the things you're tolerating and that are draining you. So one key in stage two is to pay attention to how much time and energy you're spending in activities that light you up. One of the reasons why we slide into stage two is because we're doing things that we have to do, because we think we have to do them to make money and to get where we want to be successful wise, but they may not be things that light us up. And you can start to kick yourself back into energy and vitality and motivation and inspiration by spending more time in your key activities that light you up. Now, let's talk about stage three. And stage three is a chronic level of exhaustion that's probably started to manifest as chronic illness. So you may have adrenal burnout. You may have really, really challenging digestive related issues. You may have autoimmune disease issues. You may find that your thyroid and your adrenals are out of balance, and you simply are just laid out on the couch watching reruns of The Cooking Show because you cannot get up and going. And again, this is very real. If you've never been here, or you don't know anybody close to you that's gone through it, you will think that people are just being lazy and they, you know, they're making up excuses. It's real. I know it because I've been there. Now, this level, this stage three, manifests in some very challenging ways. So you're probably having physical symptoms that are now dragging your motivation and your inspiration into the tank. and your soul probably feels completely depleted. Like you have nothing to give. You have nothing that you can do to make good decisions. You're not making plans with people. You barely can put attention on your business because your head can't spin. It's so foggy. Your business probably is not anywhere close to where it used to be because you're so exhausted. Now, in this stage, what's happening is you're most likely having some compromised physical function because your adrenals are depleted, and that will oftentimes tank your thyroid, and so your hormones are out of balance. And when your hormones get out of balance, it will start to drag your digestive system into the muck. So this is a stage where you have to pay particular attention to healing your body in order to regain your inspiration. You may have heard this quote that most people spend their health creating their wealth, then spend their wealth regaining their health. I'd like to help you avoid that. I personally went through a really, really challenging time starting in 2010, and it may actually help you understand how people land in stage three, because stage three usually comes with some form of massive life change that was traumatizing. And I went through four almost perfect storms where I got really, really depleted. My mental stage was really compromised. I felt betrayed by some things that happened in my personal life and in my business partnership. And I literally tanked. And it took everything out of me. And what I didn't understand is I was also already teetering in stage two. And so I really wasn't making great decisions, and I was letting other people help me make decisions. And so what happens in stage three is you stop trusting yourself, and you probably are so depleted in these physical related exhaustions that you can't pick yourself up and do what you normally would do. And so I had, major thyroid failure, and I didn't know it. Like, I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I wasn't getting enough sleep, and I was cranky and just completely in this altered reality for almost 3 years. And so at this stage, what happens is those imbalances can often translate to chronic physical illness, and you need to become very astute to what your body needs. And I'll speak to that in self-care in a minute. But what you have to know here is that taking a break from work isn't going to fix it. You're going to have to dig deeper, and you're going to have to get support from people who can actually help diagnose what's happening in your body. And so I found in my own journey that not only did this kind of mess up my mindset for a long time, and I didn't really understand what was happening, that I started to talk to people about the burnout and feeling so exhausted and depleted. And what I started to piece together was that this is a really common issue. It's just that nobody was understanding that the exhaustion needed different fixes at different stages. And so what I thought I would do is talk a little bit about the things that I learned, literally four steps that can not only heal you, but if you do them now, will help you completely avoid burnout. And the first one is your self-care. Now, as a rule, I believe that most people compromise their self-care because they think that they have this infinite ability to recharge. Well, again, depending on what's happening in your life, if you've had a trauma or you've had an illness and you don't completely give yourself time to recover, these can actually trigger these burnout stages. And so if you really want to be in peak performance, here's what I would encourage you to do. Get at least 7 hours of sleep. I'm an 8-hour sleep person, and I have to have it to function properly. Know what you need and give it to yourself no matter what. Exercise 5 times a week, even if that exercise is going around the block and going for a walk or a hike, doing yoga with a video on your TV, or going to the gym, whatever that is for you, you must exercise. It is the one thing you cannot afford to not do. Exercise does two things for you. First of all, exercise gives your body energy because you're oxygenating the cells. It also is the one and only thing that gets you out of your work environment and gets you into another environment. And that is important for stimulating creativity. Now, I'm a huge fan of getting out in nature, but whatever you do, you need that stimulation to keep your creative mind fresh. And then third, and probably the single most missed step, is diet. Now, I don't mean diet like count your calories. I mean diet as in becoming completely mindful of what's going in your body. And the two biggest culprits are processed foods and sugar. And that's because, first of all, our processed foods are basically stripped of nutrients. And sugar is an addictive food source, and it actually has no real nutrition value to your body, but it becomes addictive, and it's almost always in processed foods. Now, depending on what stage of burnout you're in, you're going to need to become really committed to your diet in different levels. But if you want to, again, access peak performance, you have to conquer your addictions to food. And I am a paleo fan. I believe the paleo diet for most people can overcome the burnout very quickly. And especially if you have weight gain or you're having digestive challenges, the paleo diet is absolutely essential to healing. And you may find that you need to modify some things in there. But I found that if I stick to a paleo diet, I have more energy, more mental clarity, and I have less physical aches and pains. Even if I eat gluten-free, it's not the same. If your burnout has transformed into stage three and you are in those chronic exhaustion, illness, feeling crappy all the time, gut migraines, pain in your body, if you're bloated, you're not digesting properly, you're having problems in that area, you absolutely need to get yourself to a proper medical support. Here's why. Most of us can't self-diagnose what's really going on. You need to know, are your hormones out of balance? Are you dealing with some kind of a mineral deficiencies? Is your body actually assimilating properly? I learned so much about why I wasn't resourceful and resilient and moved from stage two to stage three when I started working with an acupuncturist who was really thorough and spent the time to really understand my symptoms and what they meant. I basically found out that my large intestine, my gallbladder, my liver, and my spleen were all compromised and weren't working at the level that they could have been or should have been. And it was making all of my symptoms worse. And it was because, honestly, I was eating processed foods for convenience and comfort. So I made a huge commitment to change that. I highly recommend acupuncturists, functional medicine doctors, and naturopath, and here's why. Our traditional Western medicine doctors don't always know what to look for. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, and I love a great traditional medicine, Western medicine doctor who's up on these things, but I spent thousands of dollars on tests, and they told me there was nothing wrong. And it wasn't until I went to a functional medicine doctor that they did the right tests and looked in the right way and recognized that my thyroid was tanking. And fixing my thyroid changed everything. So knowing what to look for can really help, especially if you're in stage three and you cannot get yourself well. So now again, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm just telling you my own personal experience and what worked. You got to do what's right for you. But a lot of my friends have been struggling with this and are kind of not going the full path to get the functional medicine acupuncturist support, and they're still suffering. So just know this is what one person learned and what I would do differently if I was starting all over. But ultimately, be willing to do greens, paleo diet, high quality meats, and really limit your processed foods if you have them at all. And it will change everything radically for you. Now, the second prong to my healing approach and to, again, go for peak performance is know what you need when you need to refuel. Now, I'm not talking about your food source. I'm not even talking about rest. I'm actually talking about what stokes your fire, what gets your passion ignited. And it doesn't even have to be work. For me, floating in the ocean snorkeling is one of the things that makes the serene, peaceful part of me come to life. Playing with my niece when she was little used to just throw my passion through the roof, and I'd be reignited and back on track again. Going for a hike, seeing the water, What is it that gets your fire going again? Now, one of my clients went out and took a stand-up comedy class. How cool was that? And she said that it got her creativity going again, and it pushed her to the edge of her comfort zone and got her ignited. Like, learning something new stoked her fire. So figure out what you could do. Is that maybe doing something that's out of your comfort zone? I have tried doing zip lining. And again, I have a fear of heights. So let me tell you, it's terrifying. But it also made me feel so confident, and it really sparked my creativity. And I just felt like a whole new person when I came back to work after doing something that was so outside my comfort zone. So find things that spark your fire. And maybe it's volunteering or giving back or just going out and being with friends. It doesn't have to be something huge, but know what gets you lit up and spend more time, because there's a part two to this, spend more time in the activities that bring you joy. I mentioned that in stage two, but if you're doing activities all day long that you hate and drain you, you're not going to feel motivated. You're going to feel exhausted. You're going to procrastinate building your business and growing your impact. So know what this is for you. The next prong in my approach, the third step, is reconnect to your big why. When I first started getting burned out, I realized I had completely forgotten why I was doing this in the first place, because I wanted freedom. I wanted to do something I was passionate about, and I had really started to lose the passion because it had become so much about the machine. And so that's, for me, what was going on. And I had lost the connection to what was intuitively the most important thing I do, and that is working one-on-one with people. I'm all for having leverage in group programs, and I do offer those, but I needed time with clients that I loved. And so I had to bring that back into my coaching programs to reconnect to my big why. So what's your big why? As a matter of fact, this is a conversation we're going to be having in the Amplify Your Success community, because I think people forget what their big why is. And when you do, it's really easy to get burned out because you spend too much time doing things that aren't in direct relationship to the thing that's the most important to you. So connect to your big why. And then the last prong of this is to be willing to create a new definition of success. There's a lot of noise out there about success. And just because your favorite mentor or some really successful business owner like Richard Branson or Marie Forleo or Oprah or whoever is saying this is what you do, you have to do what's aligned with you. And many of us, especially once you hit stage three, have to recreate success for us. So it may not look like you're building an empire, but that you're doing something that you love and you're making a difference. And you're being profitable in the process. For some person, it might be an eight-figure business. For another, it may be a six-figure business. Don't fall prey to having to follow the pack. Know who you are. Know what's important to you and build your definition of success so you're being the best version of you. Now, I'm not saying, shrink and play it safe. What I'm saying is know what's important to you and build your success based on that. Now, for some people, this means you got to slow down a little bit. Especially if you're in stage three, you're probably not going to keep up with the big name people who are building an empire. Trust me, their definition of success is different than yours, and that's okay. Really, what we have to do is we have to stop comparing ourselves to others. Figure out what ignites your soul. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to be? And build that. Build the best version of that and be willing to stretch out of your comfort zone to get there. You can get a lot of energy by stop playing it safe and really go for the big dream. But you got to do it so it's aligned. And that's what I think matters most for us. So this has been a very enlightening experience to learn about burnout. And I hope that I've either A, given you some inspiration to take better care of yourself and avoid burnout, or B, recognize where you're at in burnout and give you permission to do what you need to do to heal so that you can bring that spark back and keep doing what you were born to do. Now, as always, I'd love to hear where you are with this episode. We post in the Amplify Your Success community every Saturday, the episodes, and I invite you to jump in and create some dialogue with us. Especially if you are burned out, there's nothing more exhilarating and supportive than being around other people who get you, support you, and can really help you with practical proven tips that are designed to amplify you in a sustainable way. That's what the community is all about. I'll tell you how to get there at the end of today's session. But remember, we're here every week on the blog at melaniebenson.com/blog, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. All right, I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.